meeting to order of the Committee on Budget and Finance, Friday, November 30th, 2018, 10 a.m. in the President's Conference Room of the Joe Crowley Student Union. Moving to Agenda Item 2, roll call.
Senator Aziz.
Present.
Senator Burton.
Present.
Senator File.
Present.
Senator Grant.
Present.
Senator McKinney.
Absence excused.
Senator Hudson.
Present.
Senator Hughes.
Present.
Senator Sewell.
Present.
Senator Wilcox.
Present.
A quorum is present.
Awesome. Moving to Agenda Item 3, public comment. Is there any public comment this time? Seeing none, we'll move to Agenda Item 4, minutes. And then, what? I'm seeking a motion to approve Agenda Items A through B. Senator Burton.
I move to approve Items A through B through unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, then it's passed. We'll now move straight down to Agenda Item 6, New Business Item A, Open Forum. So for this, you guys can just say whatever you want. Points of improvement going into next semester, things you wish you could have seen, pretty much anything really that you guys have on your mind. So I'll leave it to you guys. Senator Hurt?
So I think some things that I kind of wish I saw going, ending this semester was the proposal for increased student fees for ASUN. I guess that could be something that we can look into starting next semester, because I know it's a conversation that needs to be had, especially with Hannah Jackson. And I think that would be a good kind of thing to get done as soon as we can. So if passed and a fee is set, we can have that implemented for the next fall. And then something else that I'm going to probably start working on now, and since I'm on the Committee of Government Operations, I think I'm going to start looking through the SAS and seeing anything that's financial related to kind of see if we're still following those, if there's any changes that can be done, and then kind of going off of that, that could be something for next semester.
Awesome. And then I kind of wanted to talk to you about the student fee increase, because Senator Hughes made a great proposition that I thought was a good idea, and it's to make the ASUN fee just a flat fee. So instead of doing it per credit, making it just a flat, be it $60, $70 fee per semester. That way, pretty much everyone's paying for the full schedule, and we're not getting students who have 9 credits paying a lot less.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So in that way, it would drive, like, we would get a lot more money into the association, and it would be pretty fair. So that's also an idea to consider there. Just kind of want to bring that up. Senator Hughes.
I brought this up with Hannah, and she was going to get me the history of, like, why it was chosen that way. I think initially it was chosen so that it wasn't, like, a percentage of the tuition, because then that would be dependent on what the university chooses to do. But, like, everything else does it by, like, a flat fee. So, personally, I really think that's the way to go.
Senator Burton.
We'll have this conversation more, but I was thinking, like, the flat fee is a great idea, and I was thinking, like, would you want to separate, like, a fee for part-time students and full-time students, too? I think that would kind of make things more fair, because part-time students paying full price for what full-time students will pay, I think some might find that unfair, but...
Senator File.
My take on that is that even if you're a part-time student, you're still using student services. So, like, we provide student services, so just because you're a part-time student doesn't mean you're not using all of ours, or don't have the option to use all of our services.
Senator Hughes.
Yeah, I guess my take on it is, like, currently somebody could be paying $5 into the association and getting all of the benefits of it, but another person could be paying $120 and still getting all of the benefits, but there's such a large discrepancy, and it's really not fair for somebody just because they're taking more credits to pay more for the same services.
Senator Sewell, did you have something?
I was just saying that, yeah, that's what I was going to say, the credit thing, like, if you're taking, like, 18 to 21 credits every semester and you're trying to, like, get through, like, you're still getting the same.
Sure.
Senator Burton, did you have something?
No.
Senator File.
I just have a question about budget reviews for next semester. Are we reviewing every single account that we did this semester?
So, required per the SAS, we do have to review every single account at least one time per semester. So it'll be pretty much the same exact format.
Okay.
What's everybody's opinion on Wolfpack Radio? So we're spending about $30,000 on it a year.
I guess we could definitely like take a look into it. When we do have them in for reviews next go around, I'll have them closer to the beginning, and we can really sit down and be like, how many viewers are we getting for this? And we can decide if it is something that we perceive as responsible expenditure for funds.
I thought they talked about the last budget review, but correct me if I'm wrong, that they were going to do a lot of equipment upgrade, and I think that's what kind of attributes to why they spent so much this semester.
That's a good point.
Looking that up right now.
Senator Fyle?
I'm just going to throw this out here. How do we feel about the stipend that we give the Director of Health and Wellness for the work that the position does?
You're gonna have to remind me on what level he's on.
I'm pretty sure he gets paid a stipend of $3,000.
Okay.
Not that it's not related to the person, I think it's just the logistics and the infrastructure of the position. I don't know if it's fiscally responsible or a good use of funds for our students.
I feel like in the next semester, people are gonna come with possible propositions on changing the infrastructure of that position. So before we get going on salary-wise, we should probably wait for all that to happen. Senator Fyle?
If anyone's interested in looking into this with me at UK, I'm also working on this currently.
Yes, Senator Cox.
Through Senator Grant to Senator Fyle, I would be interested. And then an additional statement. I would like if he came in and like kind of said what he does, so that I have a better idea, because he's never at a meeting. So all I hear is like the health tip of the week.
Yeah. For me right now, I know this is a little off topic, but I'm currently working on changing the infrastructure between the Director of Health and Wellness and Sustainability. So the options that we have. I'm also doing more research into what other universities do and seeing what their model is. And furthermore, we are probably going to bring in Director Jordan into an oversight meeting with President Jackson, just to kind of see the updates. This will happen next semester, so if you would like to come, I'll let you know when that is. And then I'm sure we'll have him come in to a different meeting too. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he's very willing to explain.
Sweet.
Is there anything else you guys want to talk about regarding Senator Hudson?
So I know it's in the staffs, but I kind of have a question. Like, when we bring people in for financial reviews, they're, like, reviewing everything they're spending. So, like, when we post them on ASUN and everything, and when we do our own financial reviews, I don't think anyone looks at them. And I understand the purpose. It's to make sure, like, we know where the money's going, making sure it's being spent wisely. But I just don't really understand. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so point of clarification, the financial reviews are in the SAS. The financial review summaries are not. So Senator Kirkendall, during his term, made those summaries the thing to, one, kind of engage the committee a little more, and then two, kind of just hold all of us accountable. If that is something that you guys don't want to see next semester, we certainly can vote on it and remove those. But we should look at the pros and cons. Senator
Burke. I think it's still good to still have the financial reviews, basically, mostly because of the documents that they provide us for when we're reviewing. That's like kind of their stance on how they're spending money and what they're using it for, and then you kind of have the committee's stance with the financial review, and I think that's also important for some people too. But we can kind of keep rolling with it and see how it goes, and we can decide whether or not it's appropriate still.
Sure, Senator Fyle.
I think it goes back to just to the structure of ASUN, like how many students really listen to our Senate meeting minutes, you know, but it's still available, so they still have that option.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I like the discussions. Do you guys want to talk about anything regarding capital count things, or would you guys like to? Senator Sewell.
Have we figured out how like programming is gonna like make the revenue that they have to make and get through the deficit that they lost in Payless?
So they their budget is set for the semester, so really it's them being responsible with their money. So when we have them in here, we're gonna have to, you know, really buckle down. And the revenue thing, I guess their big spending event is going to be spring concert, so whether they do decide to follow through with that is going to be up to them. Senator Curran.
Kind of on the topic of programming, I know they got a stipend or some sort of grant for $20,000 that President Jackson was able to uncover for them.
You may be mistaken about the rollover number that came in.
Probably, yeah. That's probably it.
Yeah, so the official rollover numbers came in. That's why we could allocate them back to their account to make up for that deficit part of it. Senator File?
I also think their plan as of right now, I don't want to speak for the entire department, but what I've heard from different programmers is that they're trying to make spring concerts and then they can make a really big profit off of, and they're working right now to do those proposals, and they're kind of in the planning stages, but they're trying to create an event that's going to be very beneficial for them.
Senator Sewell.
Okay, and then if they just in like the past history, considering that was supposed to be BLF and then they didn't make enough money, if that happens with spring concert and they still have that deficit, where is the money going to come in?
So I don't think it would be responsible for them to exceed their allocated money for the event. They can add a revenue line, which could bring back some money. But to go over their allocated amount and hope that they make revenue probably isn't the best idea, and I hope they wouldn't do that. Senator Hudson, Senator.
So like in layman's terms, for somebody who doesn't really understand budgets, what is the like status of the capital account?
In the past, it's been great. We've had up to $900,000+ in the capital account for us to spend. Right now, we have a lot less. We have around $200,000 spending money. But we also have to remember that some of that goes to scholarships, some of that goes to the loan on the intramural fields, and then also other expenditures as well. But it is in better terms than it was at the beginning of the semester, seeing that we did get a $125,000 transfer into the account. However, we also have to wait until the end of the spring to get the final numbers from the wool shop, and we really don't know what that number's gonna look like. Senator File.
Because enrollment was decreasing, this may not be a question for you, but like, what is the projected enrollment for the next few years as far as our budget? Is it going up? Is it going to be decreasing?
It's, from what we've heard, it's supposed to be stagnant the next few years.
Okay.
Therefore, our budget will pretty much remain the same. Senator File.
And on the topic of the wool shop, what is your vision with ASUN's contribution?
The wool shop?
Yeah. Like, what do you think our relationship will be in the future? It should be.
For me, it really just depends on how well they do. If they can stay alive, I love the relationship that we have because they provide some pretty cool things. If they can't provide the money, like if we're negative, that's obviously a decision that the next president or the next couple of presidents will have to make. That's kind of my opinion on it. Senator Hudson.
Sorry to kind of derail it back to the programming and spring concert and everything, but if we don't, there's a lot of questions.
Sure.
If we don't approve the money that they're going to spend, then they can't put on the concert, right?
So we don't have to approve the money that they're spending because we did already allocate their budget. If they came with a proposal to move money around and get more money, then that's something that we would have to approve, but I don't see that happening. Yeah. Any other questions you guys have, concerns? Alrighty, well, I thought we had a great discussion. Thanks, guys. We'll now move into agenda item 7, public comment. 3, public comment. I just want to say, you guys crushed it this semester with financial reviews and everything else, so yeah, you guys. guys did a great job. I think this is the last meeting we have in the semester, so awesome job, guys. Senator Hughes.
I have been looking into the change in the student fees, so if you guys are interested, I have some information. Feel free to reach out to me, and we can pursue that if you guys want.
Senator Fine.
Could you possibly give like a short presentation at our next meeting? Well, I guess not how you look at this semester, but could you like prepare something like maybe small if you have more information for everyone? Just because we are the...
And that's something I'd be very happy to work with you there. Is there any other public comment? Alrighty, seeing none, we'll move to agenda item 8, adjournment. Adjourn this meeting at 10:15 a.m.